The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We'll have to visit these laws and do what's necessary to keep these guns out of the hands of people who should not have them.
Elon Musk made clear from the start he's a free speech advocate who would end permanent bans in most cases. And most journalists preferred the old rules, which usually penalize conservatives.
Is this what we can expect if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House? Leadership by bullying?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I came back from vacation just in time. I'm ready to give you the proper analysis over Trump's big dinner at Mar-a-Lago, which was a DEFCON 1 response from the media, even conservative media. Breitbart and the Wall Street Journal, National Review, all running around with their hair on fire because Trump had dinner at Mar-a-Lago last week with Kanye and some white nationalist guy, some Holocaust denier, supposedly. And there was a complete media freakout. I'm on vacation, my phone's buzzing, alerts, Trump had dinner at Mar-a-Lago. I'm thinking, what'd he do? Did he shoot somebody at dinner? Did he knock the table over? Desperate Housewives style? What'd he do? Oh, he had dinner with Kanye. Now, I don't remember them melting down to this extent when Kanye went to the Oval Office a few years ago. Remember that one? I guess they did. I don't remember. And I promise you, we're not going to get bogged down today. My first day back from vacation, feeling like $1 million, rested, refreshed, recharged, grateful to Carl Jackson for filling in while I was away, thankful for your support. We're headed into the Christmas season. Our Angel Tree campaign kicks off in earnest today, and boy, do we have a big goal. Oh boy, here we go again. I'm starting to freak out about that. We'll never get there, I'm convinced, and yet I'll bet we will. I'll bet you're going to want to send love and gifts to the children of incarcerated Americans. It's a huge, huge campaign. We do it every Christmas time, and I'm excited about kicking off our Angel Tree campaign. More details on that in just a moment. So I'm in that kind of mood where I want to be focused. I'm feeling good. Hope you are too. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. You were able to spend it with family and friends. Didn't eat too much. But I want to give you the right perspective and the right analysis over this controversial dinner. Here was a clip from CNN. CNN host Dana Bash is talking to a Republican pollster named Kristen Soltis Anderson. Listen to this exchange about the big wild dinner at Mar-a-Lago with the white groiper nationalist Holocaust denying guy and Kanye, who now goes by Ye.
You know what probably isn't a great way to get voters on your side? Dine at your private club with white supremacists and Holocaust deniers. That is exactly what happened last week. President Trump had white nationalist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes, rapper Kanye West, who is now known as Ye. The former president claimed that Fuentes was an unexpected guest, and he knows nothing about him.
Now, I want to tell you what's going on here, and I want to see if you agree with me or not, because there's a word that applies to all of this controversy. It's called gaslighting. In fact, do you know that Merriam-Webster Dictionary has named gaslighting as the 2022 word of the year. Gaslighting happens all the time. And gaslighting, it's the backstory. It comes from the title of a 1938 play and a movie based on the play, the plot of which involves a man attempting to make his wife believe that she's going insane. His mysterious activities in the attic cause the house's gas lights to dim, but he insists to his wife that the lights are not dimming and that she cannot trust her own perceptions. In other words, they want you to feel like you're going crazy. So this is a great example of gaslighting. Do you recognize how consumed they are with Donald Trump? What's the line from the movie, I just can't quit you? They can't quit him. They can't give him up. They don't want to give him up. Believe me, they need him. They want him, and they are praying he runs in 2024. Don't believe any of them who suggest that Trump running in 2024 isn't what they're desiring. Because it is. This is a perfect example. Who gives a rat's rear end who the guy had dinner with at Mar-a-Lago? He says he didn't know the one guy. Now, we can get in the weeds on this if you want. I don't think anybody can waltz into Mar-a-Lago and sit down and have dinner with Donald Trump. There's got to be Secret Service that vet the people that dine with him. So I don't know if he knows the guy or doesn't know the guy. I know he knows Kanye because he was... They're friends, I guess, although it didn't go well. Apparently, Kanye, who seems to be in the middle of a continual, like, psychotic episode, Kanye evidently said to Trump that Kanye is going to run in 2024, and Trump ought to be his vice presidential running mate. Well, you can imagine how well that went over. I'll bet that went over real well. How'd you like to be a fly on that wall? Again, back to the desperate housewife's lady knocking the table over. But seriously, they're just consumed. They're obsessed. They cannot and will not let him go. They need him. The worst thing that could happen to them, I'm telling you, the worst thing that could happen to them is that he goes away. Nobody wants that. Isn't that interesting? 1-800-655-MIKE, our toll-free number. It's Monday, November the 28th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios and happy to welcome you back in after a nice, relaxing week off. We got a lot to break down this hour, a lot to cover, lots of good news about Cyber Monday and MyPillow prices for Christmas presents. But I want to start there. I want to ask you, is the Trump dinner at Mar-a-Lago the big deal the media made it out to be? Is it that big a deal? I mean, because I frankly want to know if you think it is. Maybe it is. I don't want to be around a white nationalist or a Holocaust denier. I don't want to be around bad people. I don't want to be around people who hurt people by acting like the Holocaust didn't exist or whatever. I don't know about this guy, and I don't care to know about him. This guy means nothing to me. Frankly, Kanye means nothing to me. And to be very blunt, the 2024 presidential race means nothing to me. It's November of 2022. We are light years away from who's going to run for president in 2024. I don't want to waste your time on that now. But let me just flat out ask you the question. Is the Trump dinner at Mar-a-Lago the big deal the media made it out to be? Yes or no? Give me your answer. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com.
I have no
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Your bottom line, if Trump wants to be taken serious, he needs to stop surrounding himself with idiots. Have a good day.
Mike, my dad always told me, whenever you stand up to a bully, you become their obsession and focus. That's exactly what's going on with Trump. He stood up to the bully.
And I just want everybody to know how you're being played. You're being played by the media. You're being played by this dinner. Frankly, no normal person lights their hair on fire because Trump had dinner with two people or four people or six people at Mar-a-Lago. And this just fascinates me, the way we all get caught up in it. Oh, this is just terrible. This white, and I'm not going to defend any of these people. I don't know anything about the white nationalist. If he's a Holocaust denier, I don't want to have anything to do with him. I'm not endorsing that or supporting that. I'm saying that the media response isn't proportional to the actual act. And that's because they need him. That's because they're consumed with him. They're obsessed by him. They want Trump to stick around. And this proves it. You agree? 800-655-MIKE. Les is in Georgia. We'll start there. Hey, Les, how you doing?
Great, Mike.
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. Voted for Trump twice, and this dinner is just feeding a pre-existing narrative. And the lesson I learned when I was young is that you're judged by the company you keep. And it's just
But why doesn't that rule apply to Democrats? You know, I wonder how many times Obama had dinner with Jeremiah Wright.
Exactly.
You know,
you're exactly right.
It's only one way. All the bad people that went in and out of the White House under Obama, and how about with Biden? I mean, he hangs around with some real whack jobs.
Absolutely, and that stuff never sticks to them because the Democrats are backed up by the media. Trump never has been, never will be.
Exactly.
I agree with you 100%.
Yep. And that's why we just got to be careful not to get played. Honestly, if you think it's a big deal, let me know. Give me your honest analysis of this. If it's a big deal, why is it never a big deal when it's the left hanging out with screwballs? 800-655-MIKE. Robert's in South Carolina. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It actually sounds like the beginning of a very bad joke, but... You know, the president and African American pop star and some white nationalist I never heard of get together for dinner,
and the media loses its mind.
It's not a big deal. Who cares? And he's doing something that maybe other people don't do, and maybe he's getting everybody together to have a nice conversation.
Well, or maybe he wants to. Who knows? I mean, but to me, it isn't even the dinner that matters. What matters is the media obsession with the dinner, because again, they need him. You're being played. And then we all get all hot and bothered. We all get upset about it. We sit around. And instead of looking at things that really do matter, The 2024 presidential race doesn't matter in November of 2022. Mike's in Detroit. Mike, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm well. Appreciate your call. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It was beautiful.
Good.
You know, this is an obvious setup by Kanye and whoever that character is that he's dealing with. And it's all nefarious. And he was able to get Trump to have dinner with this person, probably under the guise, well, he's my friend, so he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, but, you know, to me, Kanye set him up and the media is eating it up.
But what do you think about my conclusion that the reason this is such a big media story is the way they're consumed with covering him and that they desperately want Trump to stay on the national scene?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Trump means ratings, and without Trump, they have no ratings. So that's the bottom line. It's,
gotcha.
It's a dangerous game they're playing.
Yep, it is. It's very dangerous. Thanks, Mike. Let's see what others say. 27 past the hour, 800-655-MIKE, our toll-free number. Meanwhile, oh boy, the woke left. Did you hear what Alyssa Milano, the actress, did with her car over Elon Musk and Twitter? Oh, this is classic. You want to chuckle today? And you want some good news? Because I'm going to give you a reason to smile. I've got some great news, not only politically with House Republicans, the Georgia race, but also some good news for the Christmas season. Stick around. The Monday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show continues.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We have to visit these laws and do what's necessary to keep these guns out of the hands of people who should not have them.
Elon Musk made clear from the start he's a free speech advocate who would end permanent bans in most cases. And most journalists preferred the old rules, which usually penalize conservatives.
Is this what we can expect if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House? Leadership by bullying?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios,
here's Mike Gallagher.
While I was on vacation last week, the big media meltdown had to do with President Trump having dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye and some white nationalist guy. Joe Scarborough this morning on MSNBC ranted and raved about, this is why Republicans keep losing elections. Don't you see? I'm trying to help you, Republicans. Yeah, sure. No thanks. Thanks, but no thanks, Joe Scarborough. You're about as much of a Republican as I'm a Buddhist monk. Joe Scarborough, along with his wife, Mika, are leftists who host, I guess, by MSNBC standards, a popular morning show on MSNBC. You realize Joe Scarborough and Mika don't want Trump to go away. They don't want to lose him. Are you kidding me? They need him. It's like oxygen to them. The media obsession with Trump is remarkable. It is November 28th, 2022. We have no idea what the presidential race of 2024 is going to look like. Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, Glenn Youngkin. Incidentally, keep an eye on Glenn Youngkin. I'm telling you, he is pretty formidable. Glenn Youngkin has an ability to go after the woke crowd and defend parental rights, defend common sense ideology without a lot of bloodletting. He's very Reagan-esque. Always got that vest on, always got a big smile on his face, and he's effective. He's a guy who won the governor's race in Virginia, and he shouldn't have won. Don't forget what the DNC and the media did with Terry McAuliffe and that governor's race. They poured everything into Virginia that they could, and Glenn Youngkin beat it all back. And he became a very, very effective governor. Keep an eye on Glenn Youngkin. But, you know, I don't want to fall fall into this trap and start debating 2024 when we're in November of 2022. We got things to fix today. We got Biden already promising to ban guns again. There were more mass shootings last week. There was a Walmart. There was a bar in Colorado Springs. There were, again, awful, awful acts of violence. It's happening in cities all over the country. And the Democrats' default reaction is to blame the guns. It's always the guns' fault. It's never the people. Incidentally, back to Glenn Youngkin for a moment. He's calling on a national conversation about the mental health crisis we have in America. He is so right about that. The very common sense politician, this Glenn Youngkin. And I haven't really done the deep dive that we'll do as we get closer to the general election of 2024. It's not time for that now. But there's plenty of options that the Republicans are going to... What are the Democrats going to give us? Kamala? Joe Biden? You think he's going to run again? There's no way. That's impossible. The guy can barely walk. He's in terrible condition. We all know that. Everybody knows he's not going to be running in 2024. So where do they go from here? Well, check out what the Democrats are planning to do. Thank God we have control of the House. Thank the Lord in heaven above that Republicans are in the majority in the House of Representatives. And it is no small deal. This is a very, very big deal. It's epic. We control the purse strings. We can rein in, and we will rein in, Biden's reckless spending and push back against what will inevitably be a mindless effort to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Check out Democrat Chris Murphy, this Connecticut Democrat. These guys bang this drum all the time. Here he was over the weekend after these terrible shootings in Colorado Springs and at the Walmart. Here was Chris Murphy, poster boy for anti-Second Amendment, anti-constitutional rights for law-abiding American citizens. You don't think they're coming for your guns? Think again.
The majority of counties in this country have declared that they are not going to enforce state and federal gun laws. They have decided that they are going to essentially refuse to implement laws that are on the books. That is a growing problem in this country. And I think we're going to have a conversation about that in the United States Senate. Do we want to continue to supply funding to law enforcement in counties that refuse to implement state and federal gun laws? Red flag laws are wildly popular, right? You're just temporarily taking guns away from people that...
Do you want to withhold money for law enforcement?
I think we have to have a conversation about whether we can continue to fund law enforcement in states where they are refusing to implement these gun laws.
Nuts. These people are bat crap crazy. You want some more crazy from the left? I give you Jim Clyburn from South Carolina. This is courtesy of CBS.
We have to visit these laws and do what's necessary to keep these guns out of the hands of people who should not have them. And that is what we need to do in this lame duck session. And in a bipartisan way.
Bipartisan way. How are you going to keep guns out of people who shouldn't have them? Crazy. I'm sorry, it's crazy. This is in... And speaking of mentally ill, Glenn Youngkin is right. Why aren't we focused on mental health? Have you seen the people that are committing these crimes? Have you read about them? These are seriously, seriously sick, twisted people. And a gun control solution is no solution at all. Remember, Republicans now are in control, at least in the House of Representatives. And one of the members of that body is Congressman Jim Comer. He was on NBC News with Meet the Press yesterday with hack Chuck Todd.
I mean, we already have many gun laws on the books. If passing a bill would simply end gun violence, then I think you would have overwhelming support in Congress for that. That's like saying Congress could pass a bill to reduce inflation. That didn't reduce inflation. So, you know, passing bills doesn't solve the problems we have. As Governor Youngkin said, a mental health crisis in America, and I think there's overwhelming bipartisan support to fund better mental health programs and try to increase communication between law enforcement agencies and social services groups to try to better identify these troubled people before they commit crimes.
Is it fair to say that the real crisis in America is a mental health crisis? I mean, I have no idea. I'm going to turn to the smartest audience in America. 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope and trust and pray you had a great Thanksgiving break. It was nice to take a vacation. Thanks to the great Carl Jackson out of Orlando for guest hosting for me. He did a terrific job, as he always does, and I'm grateful to have the show in such good hands when I'm away. I'm also grateful for a much-needed vacation. Got a lot of rest, spent some time with family, with friends. Hope you did, too. I want to ask you a very specific question. And these shootings, believe me, I'm not pretending we don't have a problem in this country. I think we do have a problem in this country. Nobody should feel unsafe at a Walmart. Nobody should want to go to a bar on a Friday night or a Saturday night worried about being murdered. These things are happening. The media is throwing around a number of like 600 supposed mass shootings in 2022. How about starting with prosecuting the people who are committing these crimes? You notice what the Jim Clyburns and the Chris Murphys of the world will never talk about? These radical zealot prosecutors who aren't incarcerating bad guys. The rampant crime in cities like New York, where there is such a spiral and the streets aren't safe, and they're not prosecuting people. They're not locking people up. They're letting people commit horrific crimes, and under the guise of social justice, they're not putting them behind bars. You think that could have a could that play a role in any of this? But maybe this is a different issue. Maybe these mass shootings have nothing to do with these George Soros prosecutors around the country. What do you think the problem is? 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. It's Monday, November 28th. Great having you along for the Mike Gallagher Show. Our number is 800-655-6453. Should we start with mental health? Is there a mental health crisis in America? You think there's a gun crisis in America? Give me your honest assessment. Your voice, your call, your perspective. All coming up.
When you need to say it now, text it. You can text Mike anytime at 800-655-MIKE. That's 800-655-6453. It's your direct pipeline to the happy conservative warrior. It's the MyPillow text line. 800-655-MIKE. Is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We have to visit these laws and do what's necessary to keep these guns out of the hands of people who should not have them.
Elon Musk made clear from the start he's a free speech advocate who would end permanent bans in most cases. And most journalists preferred the old rules, which usually penalize conservatives.
Is this what we can expect if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House? Leadership by bullying?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's hard to believe Thanksgiving has come and gone. It's great to be back in the saddle again after a week of vacation. Thanks to Carl Jackson for doing another great job guest hosting for me last week. We're back to work. The Christmas season is officially here. I got decorations galore. I even watched my favorite Christmas movie of all time, maybe my favorite movie of all time, over the weekend in honor of my kids, who I got to see, a couple of them anyway, and I'm going to see the rest of them over Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. There is no better movie to put you in the Christmas spirit in than that movie, the great Chevy Chase classic. My kids and I can recite every line from every scene in that movie. I mean, it's hysterical. It is our favorite movie, and I had the movie on, put the tree up. Do you know, I'm going to make a confession. I did a red, white, and blue MAGA Christmas tree. Now, it's not the main Christmas tree, but I did a small tree on a hutch in my dining room with red, white, and blue ornaments. And I had a little Make America Great Again hat at the top of the tree. I'll take a picture of it for you. I just felt like having kind of a patriotic red, white. It was red, white, and blue ornaments. It's a pretty good-looking tree, I have to admit. I'm proud of it, especially with the MAGA hat at the top. But then I started thinking, is that sacrilegious? I should have an angel, because that's always the Gallagher family tradition has always been to have an angel at the top of the tree. But I'm feeling it. I mean, I'm listening to Christmas carols at home, Christmas carols in the car. And nothing celebrates Christmas and the holidays for us here at Team Gallagher better than the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign. I'm a little nervous because we're off to a slow start. So I want to have a great first day. Let me do this right now before we get down to business. My daily chat with Mark Davis. We're going to talk about the COVID lockdown revolt in China. We're going to talk about Trump's dinner with Kanye or Ye or Yee or Yeezy or whatever name he goes by this week, and some white nationalist guy I never heard of. Big, huge controversy last week at Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about that. We've got so much to be grateful for and so much to be appreciative of. Remember, we had a big win in the midterm elections. The Republicans control the purse strings. The Republicans are reining in Biden's reckless, goofy spending. The Republicans are going to push back against their efforts to take away guns. There's a lot of good things that happen with the Republican majority. Adam Schiff is the outgoing chairman of the Intelligence Committee. There's a lot of outgoing Democrats. We got a lot of reasons to be thankful and grateful. Every year, Salem comes to me and they say, Mike, we want you to be the gold standard for the Angel Tree campaign, where your listeners can donate enough to deliver Christmas gifts to the children of incarcerated Americans. And the goal is insane this year, like 7,800 kids. $25 will provide a child with a Christmas gift, a personalized message from their dad or their mom in prison, and the gospel. It's a beautiful ministry. I'm so proud to do this every Christmas, and it really puts me in the holiday spirit, and I hope it does for you too. But we got to get a good start. If we don't get a good start, we've got no chance of getting to our very ambitious goal of 7,800 kids. 7,800 kids, we got to raise $195,000 in December. Now, we've done it before. It can be done, but we're going to need a lot of prayer. We need God, and I need your support. I just donated $1,000 to start my part of the campaign today. That's 40 kids. If you'll donate $1,000, I'll personally call you on the phone this week. How about that offer? So I want you to match my $1,000 contribution, because I would love to get at least 1,000 kids sponsored today. Right now, we only have 190 children sponsored. It's $25 to bless a child with a Christmas gift, a message from their mom or dad in prison, and the gospel. Now, this is a life-changing blessing that you will bestow upon these children. It's the Prison Fellowship ministry. It's what Christmas is about. It's about giving. It's about saving lives. It's about making a difference. And so I'm praying that we're going to get a bunch of people. I'd love to be making phone calls all this week. It's a one-time offer today. If you've always wanted to talk one-on-one with me about the world that we're going through, the challenges we face as a country, if you'll match my $1,000 contribution by going to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, I'll personally call and thank every single $1,000 donor myself. And I'll do it this week. I won't delay it. And I'll be happy to make as many phone calls as I need to make. And whatever you can afford to give, $25, $50, $100, $125 will bless five children. Or you could sponsor one child for a one-time contribution of $25. And again, your generous donation to our Angel Tree campaign will help deliver a personalized gift, the gospel, and connect incarcerated parents with their children. Listen to this dad who had a lot of children. He made some bad choices in life. He wound up behind bars, but he said that the Angel Tree ministry was a game changer for him, his family.
I got four little ones and then three older ones. But one of my little ones didn't even know me, but this will be his first year getting something from me. And, you know, and I wished I was there to see his face, but, you know, I know he's going to accept it with love because he knows it's coming from me.
All right, so you know what to do. And if you want to match my $1,000 contribution, expect a phone call from yours truly. I'd like to thank you in person. I'll make a personalized call to you this week. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. Just have your credit card. It's a secure online way to donate whatever you can afford. And again, any donation is greatly appreciated. I don't just expect everybody to give $1,000, but if you're blessed and you've been fortunate in life and you're able to bless 40 children with a $1,000 contribution, I'll call you personally this week to thank you. So please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, or call 888-206-2788. You can call 888-206-2788. Or if you prefer, if you'd like the link on your phone, just text the keyword ANGEL to the MyPillow text line, which is 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back the link where you can make an online contribution to the Angel Tree campaign. So just text keyword ANGEL to 800-655-6453. We'll send that back to you, and you can make a donation right there from your phone. And again, thank you in advance for whatever you can afford. If you're able to spare the $1,000, I'll look forward to talking to you in person, and we'll watch the counter because I'm going to keep an eye on this counter. Right now, it's 190. Oh, I see this number. My heart just sinks. 190 out of 7,800 kids that we want to reach. We want to deliver presents to 7,800 children this year. It's a big number, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So my prayer is that your heart will be filled with the Christmas spirit, and you're going to help us get to our goal. And I'll watch this counter because, man, wouldn't it be great if we got like 1,000 kids sponsored on our first day? I guarantee you there's a whole bunch of big-hearted listeners all around the country who are going to be contributing to the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign here on the Mike Gallagher Show. And thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for anything you can do to support our campaign. Going to be a big news day. Get ready for attacks on Mike Lindell, big sponsor of our show, of course, MyPillow, and that's a great Christmas gift list. Mike Lindell on Lindell TV this past week said he's going to make a big announcement, and that announcement is coming today.
Guys, if you support me running for against Ronna McDaniel, please email me. I'm not going to be able to email you back, but I want to hear. I want to read all this. I want the feedback. I want to know anything you see negative about it. One of the things I will tell you, there will never, ever stop to get rid of these machines and make this the best elections in world history in our country. We need something, everybody, I'll step into that if God willing.
It appears Mike is going to challenge Ronna McDaniel to be chairman of the Republican National Committee. Now, you think it's boring to be a talk show host in America today? I mean, come on. Do you realize what it's like to cover this? That's right. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is announcing today that he is formally challenging Ronna McDaniel to be the chairman of the RNC. Now, there are few moments when I'm speechless, but on this one, I don't know what to say. Would that not be wild? Mike Lindell, the chairman of the RNC? I mean, forget show prep. I just walk into a studio, turn on the microphone. This is wild. I don't know. I don't know what. He's apparently serious. So, hey, make it a MyPillow day. Go to MyPillow.com. You want to support Mike? There's a great way to do it. Get some Christmas gifts on the MyPillow site. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box and enter the promo code Mike G. Of course, Mike is absolutely focused on election integrity, trying hard to get our elections back on track. And this is the way he says he can do it. Do I dare ask you what you think of Mike Lindell running for RNC chair? I'm going to do it. 1-800-655-MIKE. Why not? Hey, I'm back from vacation. What could go wrong? What could go wrong with asking this question? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday after Thanksgiving episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. That is why, and it's apparently a bona fide true story. You're going to hear a lot of attacks on Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame because he's going to challenge Ronna McDaniel to be the chairperson of the Republican National Committee. You got to give me your takeaway on it. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Tell me what you think. Next.
For all things Mike Gallagher, go to MikeOnline.com. You'll find the stories Mike talks about every day, plus video clips, Mike on TV, and special offers exclusively for Mike Gallagher Show listeners. It's all waiting for you at MikeOnline.com. That's MikeOnline.com.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
I know I said I wasn't going to go wall-to-wall Christmas for a while, but opening up with first some Norah Jones and now Barry Manilow doing Jingle Bells. Nothing yes. says Mike Gallagher to me like Barry Manilow and doing Christmas. Jingle Bells. And, yes. and Merry Christmas, Mike. Merry Christmas, my friend. How was your Thanksgiving week? Give us the report and tell us what's in your head and in your heart. Nice
well, what's in my head and heart is excited to reconnect with you. You know, you go away for a week, it feels like a month in it the does. Cycle we're in. It just feels like a long time, so it's great to be back in the saddle again. Had a great Thanksgiving with the kids. It was good to recharge the batteries. I kind of unplugged a little bit, which is not easy to do, because I know I was told by the smart kids that I should be mortified that Donald Trump had dinner with Kanye and a white nationalist. I mean, the hysteria over that, and I was listening to your analysis about not doing things that cause distractions. Well, do you know him? Are we talking about the same Donald Trump?
Have we met him?
Have we met him?
We have, and he won in 2016 being him.
Right.
Probably won in 2020 being him. I don't know. You would tell me what you're, because I couldn't care less about Nick Fuentes or Kanye or any of this nonsense.
Or who he has dinner with.
But I'm still a big believer in don't give these jackals the bat to beat your brains in with. Could we maybe not do that? Maybe.
But that's an impossible expectation because his existence gives them all they need. His very existence. I mean, they were all consumed with this. Andrew McCarthy writing these columns, the Wall Street Journal. They're all. Do you ever step back and analyze how obsessed they are with him? Maybe the whole country is. Maybe we're obsessed with Trump. Will he? Won't he? What's going to be 20? We are so far away from 2024. I'm worried about 2022. I'm worried about right now. Thank God. And I mean that literally. Thank God. House Republicans are going to control the purse strings.
Yep.
They're going to rein in the insane spending. We're going to see what happens just over the next few weeks, because I think Biden is going to make some overtures on the Second Amendment, against the Second Amendment. Over these the recent mass shootings, he's banging the drum again. You know, they always say, I saw this tweet over the weekend. somebody said, they say, oh, they're not coming for your guns. You're being paranoid.
Right.
Biden says, we're coming. You know,
like Beto said, damn right we're coming for your AR-15s. And, you know, thank God he lost.
And so sometimes they say the quiet part out. So this whole thing, we just have got to learn to accept the inevitable distractions. But an interesting thing is happening, and it comes out of the state of Georgia. Not only is Trump staying out of Georgia with just a few days to go before this really important election, and it's crucial. I mean, we're just days away. Let me tell you why it's crucial.
The Senate doesn't hang in the balance anymore, and it doesn't. It's going to be a Democrat Senate. But if we can keep 50-50, then we keep an equal number of people on all the Senate committees, like the judiciary. If it goes 51-49 Democrat, then we get more Democrats than Republicans on every Senate committee. So please, let's go Herschel, let's go Herschel. Now you tell me, Trump not going to Georgia, seemingly, good idea or bad idea?
I mean, but let me add something to that as well. Guess who isn't also going to Georgia? Joe Biden. They're keeping Biden out of Georgia. He's not campaigning for Raphael Warnock.
But isn't there a huge, and I know you're not trying to establish a myth of equivalence there. I know you're not. But I mean, Biden's not going because I think he absolutely hurts Raphael Warnock. Trump not go. I think there's a way Trump helps. It just comes back to everything we've always talked about Trump. Trump going to Georgia is absolutely helpful and potentially not very helpful at the same time.
Right, it is. And maybe it's the same way with Biden. You're right. I'm not trying to have a myth of equivalency here, but it is. It's very, very notable. In a normal world, Biden would be campaigning his fanny off for Raphael Warnock, and Trump would be battling for Herschel Walker. They don't want either one of them there, and that's, I don't know. We're going to see what happens. The other thing Ted Cruz pointed
who doesn't want Trump there?
I think Herschel Walker doesn't want
Trump
there.
Really? If you like hook him up to a lie detector, you would say.
How would you answer that question?
I think
Trump doesn't want to be there?
Trump wants to be anywhere where there.
Well, that's what I mean. He'll go everywhere. What?
Sure.
Who doesn't? Well, so who doesn't want him to be there? He's not there, Mark. He's not campaigning.
No.
Hey, there's no rallies for Herschel Walker in Fulton County, Georgia, or in Gwinnett, or.
Okay. Do I want to predict that there will be on December 3rd, 4th, 5th? Maybe I do.
Perhaps. I don't know. We'll see.
You had a point about Ted Cruz. Sorry.
So Ted Cruz makes the point. Not only is the 50-50 Senate important for the committee chairs, but also, if they get 51-49, they're one vote away from being able to destroy the filibuster. And they ruin the filibuster, and they jettison that. Man, all bets are off. And so it's crucial. I don't even know how to feel about Georgia. I mean, it's not a lost cause by any means. They're pouring millions and millions of dollars in. I'm sure the TV advertising is wall-to-wall, and the radio advertising, I'm sure. But, man, maybe we can pray for a miracle in Georgia.
Why not? A miracle? Is that a miracle?
He's an underdog. Don't you think he's the underdog?
Yes, but it's not, you know, like a 10-point underdog. It was incredibly close. I think it'll be incredibly close again. And here's the dumbest thing people say, but it really is true. It's a turnout election. Every election's a turnout election. But what I mean is, it depends on who has the greater passion. If Republicans in Georgia are stoked about exactly what you and I have just been talking about, then they will show up and Herschel will win. If Democrats are kind of full of themselves and saying, hey, we fended off the red wave, you know, we're not dead yet, we didn't get steamrolled, and we're going to then this is not your father's and grandfather's Georgia. Used to be a reliable conservative state. It's a purple state now. I have no idea what happens, but you bet I'll pray.
Speaking of dumb things that are said, I got to bring you to actress and loyal opposition progressive activist Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano went viral over the weekend because the left is melting down over Elon Musk and Twitter. Before Thanksgiving, Elon Musk announced that there's going to be amnesty for Twitter people who have been purged.
As there should be.
Well, you better believe there should be. And the left is going bananas. They cannot believe this is even happening. So Alyssa Milano, she's a prominent progressive activist and act. I don't know where she's from. What was she on? Was it Full House?
I don't even know the resume.
She made a major announcement last week.
A major announcement.
Yes, she's protesting Elon Musk's Twitter policies. She said, I gave back my Tesla
I gave.
She gave it back. She returned. I guess she turned it in, but she bought. Are you ready? A Volkswagen. Now
the car that Hitler gave us?
Yes. I mean, somebody needs to tell her. Hey, Alyssa, you might want to brush up on your history a little bit. Oh, the best tremendous. Way to protest Elon Musk is to buy a Tesla, then give it back and buy Hitler's car,
that's
the VW.
The
I mean, no, that and
all the VW owners, that's ancient history. Yes, that's true in the roots back in the, you know, 30s, 40s, blah, blah, blah. But in all, Volkswagens are awesome. Now, we had a Beetle when I was a kid. It was fine. There's no longer a Hitler stigma. But however, if you're going to go to the roots of an automotive manufacturing story, you might want to pivot differently. That Alyssa Milano was in Who's the Boss, Melrose the boss? Place,
got it,
other
got it.
Stuff.
Well,
don't
the,
know,
the Twitterverse had such a field day with this. I mean, here were some of the comments. Here's one. Wait till you learn about the history of Volkswagen. Or how about imagine thinking you're woke and owning Elon Musk by trading your American-made car for one literally founded by the Nazis.
There you go.
I mean, so there's Alyssa Milano.
And for those who don't know, the left is absolutely apoplectic about Twitter because it is no longer a protection racket for the left. It's no longer a reliable muzzler of conservatives. It really does practice way more of the precepts of free speech than it used to. And that is absolutely anathema to the left.
So speaking of the left, and you and I study the left a little bit like Jane Goodall out there in the wild.
The chimps.
We study the species.
It's like Margaret Mead working our way through the
right. We're trying to figure society. Out. We're trying to. Let's do a deep dive here.
Yeah. Right.
Protests are exploding all across China.
Yeah, man.
China, the CCP leadership is again headed for their attempt, their stupid, idiotic, insane attempt for a zero COVID environment in China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got a bunch of COVID cases in China, so here they go again. Well, this time, the Chinese people are revolting.
They ain't having it.
I mean, there was an apartment fire where people were killed because the rescuers couldn't get to the people trapped in the building over the COVID lockdowns. I mean, they're building these structures where they're going to isolate these people. Here's my question for the great Mark Davis after Thanksgiving week, and here's a conversation starter that I think is worth exploring. What does the left think about the Chinese people protesting the draconian CCP's lockdown mandates in China?
Wow. Let's make a flow chart. The various leftist instincts are to be soft on communist China, and that would mean go easy on Xi and the government.
Right.
Well, also the left is very pro lockdown, probably not to this extent. I mean, Fauci probably want that.
Good point.
So the first blush, and as Dennis Prager always says, think a second time. But the first blush is to think that the left is, while you're not going to catch them cheerleading for the Chinese zero COVID lockdowns, they are probably not going to criticize them.
I think they're going to be very, very respectful of the lockdowns, and you're right. They're reluctant to criticize them. They're going to be very muted, which is fascinating because, let's face it, to normal people, normal Americans are watching this and getting kind of excited about it. Good for them. I mean, I worry for these people because this is a dictatorial.
I know. I'm intrigued by protests in authoritarian regimes. How's it going to work out for the Chinese protesters?
Exactly.
The Iranian protesters. And by the way, Mike, I know you've been watching a lot of World Cup.
Oh yeah.
I got suckered in, and it was
0-0.
Scoreless time. But against England, that's the first time America has shut out a European opponent since 1950. But tomorrow, Mike, 1:00 Central Time, USA versus Iran, and this is weird because just over the holiday, I also saw an old documentary on the Iran hostage crisis. Made me want to carpet bomb Tehran all over again, tongue in cheek. But this is not your father's or grandfather's Iranians either. The Iranian team is very aligned with the women in particular who are protesting against the mullahs and the theocrats in Iran. I want to beat them because I want America to go to the knockout round. But USA Iran for tomorrow. Some of the USA promotions have omitted some Islamic imagery from the Iranian flag, and the regime is not happy. But I think about protests in Iran and in China. It takes a particular courage
to protest against a regime that will.
Real. That's,
I mean,
guts.
Golly Moses, man. Jeez,
that is guts to stand up to these brutal yep. authoritarians. This is amazing.
Yep.
Final note for you to, as we wrap up a Monday, and boy, is it good to be back to
it's
work.
Wonderful.
Great to see you.
I'm, and I am whole again.
Glad we're back. The daily feature of the Mike Gallagher Show now, the M&M Experience. You can check them all out at MikeOnline.com. An article, CNN is now arguing about daylight savings time. Have you heard about this? Now, there's
that it did it disproportionately affect people of color?
It's racist. Daylight savings time is racist. The piece was published on Friday, argues that daylight savings time often disrupts sleep.
I'm going to save you some calls. Daylight saving time. And I don't know why. I've said savings my whole life, but daylight saving time.
I'm reading Fox News here. Daylight savings time.
Right,
I think.
Let's not bury the lead. Good. What do they say?
Racist. Because
why?
Since people have. Well, I'll tell you why.
I saw the headline.
According to CNN, since people of color have a higher number of health problems, daylight saving time, savings, I think it's savings. You want to bet? Let's make it interesting. How much?
Well, I can 100? Google it in 5 seconds. I'm going to save you some money.
$100. $100 is daylight savings.
I'm going to save you some money.
It's not saving.
Daylight saving time. There you go. Boom.
I Googled it. Daylight savings time. What Google are you looking at?
Well, don't Google.
China's?
Gives you everything.
Don't do China's
that
Google. Do America's Google.
Do a wiki. Do a dictionary. Do a something.
All right. Well, hey, the text line is open. Is it daylight saving or daylight savings time?
1-800-655-MIKE. Some use for the text line. aren't all these things economic, though? Every single thing that somebody says, it particularly adversely affects people of color. It may well, but it's not because of their blackness or Hispanicness or anythingness. It's because of economics. Most of the poor whites have some health care issues as well. Almost all these things that people say are racial are actually economic.
Here's the takeaway. When everything is racist, nothing is
racist. Exactly.
You know, that's the problem. Happy Monday, daylight savings time.
It's happy now. It's happy now.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.